Tyler Perry lays out 30-page plan to restart filming in July, masks, private flights, quarantine bubble. By David Ng on May 20, 2020. While the major Hollywood studios continue to hammer out safety guidelines for when TV and movie production eventually returns, Tyler Perry is moving full steam ahead with his intention to restart production at his Atlanta, Georgia studio in early July, issuing a 30-page document outlining his plan to keep cast and crew members safe. Titled Camp Quarantine, the document enumerates the steps that Tyler Perry is taking to perform COVID-19 tests and to ensure that the quarantine bubble remains secure. I want it to be abundantly clear that there was no way I could or would consider putting people back to work without a plan that takes extreme measures to try and mitigate as much risk as possible in our productions. And I think we've managed to do just that, Perry wrote in an introduction to the internal document, which was obtained by The Hollywood Reporter. Perry is set to resume production on two BET series, The Oval and Sisters, on July 7. The shoots are expected to last just 2 weeks. He has previously stated that all cast and crew will remain on studio property, which is a former military base, for the duration of the shoots in order to minimize exposure. The document says that cast members will be tested using the nasal swab method in their hometown 16 days prior to traveling and will then be required to self-isolate before traveling. They will then take private flights to Atlanta arranged by Perry. Cast and crew will be tested multiple times for COVID-19 upon arriving at the studio. Once inside the quarantine bubble, participants are not permitted to leave for the entire 14-day period, the document states. All cast and crew are required to wear face masks at all times. Cast exceptions are during filming only and/or during makeup application and hairstyling as determined necessary. Catering services will require people to wash their hands and wear masks before approaching the food area. There will be no self-service and all beverages and condiments will come in closed containers. Tyler Perry paid tribute to Charles Gregory Ross, a hairstylist who came down with COVID-19 shortly after working at the studio and who later died. As my crew and I had been working with him on and off for over 15 years, it affects us all deeply as you could imagine. It's still hard to believe, Perry wrote. Perry said that he has been in touch with the various Hollywood trade unions about a collective guild plan that is expected soon. My team and I will gladly be sure to implement these updates into our existing plan when available. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.